The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
We return now, though, on The Hard Shoulder to our series Reimagining Ireland. And today, looking at the future of love and the dating scene. With the explosion of dating apps in recent years, we've gotten quite used to them. But remote dating has come on the scene in a big way, understandably, over the last 12 months. How different will dating be in the post-pandemic country and in the years ahead? Is remote dating here to stay, for example? Well, I'm joined now by Dr. Caroline West, sex educator and host of the Glow West podcast. Caroline, you're very welcome to the show. I mean, remote dating, you might explain what that is to the novices out there. Not myself.
Hi, good evening. I suppose it's using technology, I suppose, to try and find your dates now. So it's using Zoom. Dating apps have exploded in popularity as well. And there are some dating apps where you can choose to have a socially distanced online call as well. So I think there's lots of different options out there for people. And I think it's kind of good. I think there's going to be a lot of anxiety about going back into society and back into what we used to call normal living, I suppose.
Do you think so?
Personal. Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's, for some people, they'll be rushing straight out to bars and nightclubs and things. And others are, you know, we've had a year of sitting on the couch in our pajamas and not interacting with other people. And, you know, I think there's a lot of anxiety as well, you know, living in a pandemic. So I think for some people, they'll kind of edge back into, you know, regular life. So I think it'll be a mix of the two.
Okay. And during that time, obviously, then this idea of remote dating or meeting up with people online via Zoom or something will still be knocking around. But in years to come, do you imagine it still having a role in some level, you know, maybe for a first or a second date or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah, I do. You know, for some reasons, it could be good for even for accessibility. You know, if you struggled with buses or, you know, accessible spaces, it's kind of handy if you had a disability of some sort. So that's kind of handy. It can also be handy if you're a serial dater, so you could set up a day of, you know, Zoom dates online, so you didn't have to leave the house. You could just, you know, do one after the other and kind of phase people out that way. So, I mean, if that's your style, that's, you know, that's available.
Sounds like an interview process more than dating.
Well, that's what dating is sometimes, you know, for some of us. So I do think it'll stay. You know, I think we live our lives mediated by technology now. You know, we live off our phones. And, you know, back in the day when dating apps first came out, they were seen as like a really weird thing. It was like, you know, something for those who couldn't pull in the pub, so to speak. And it was just, people were embarrassed about it. And now you get like wedding toppers that say we met on Tinder and stuff, you know, so the shame is kind of gone from it. And people are like, just, it's just a normal thing. You know, we're scrolling on our phones all the time. Why not add sex and romance into that aspect of things?
Well, you say sex. I mean, you can't be intimate online, can you?
You can do some sexual activity online. Like, this is where we, you know, need to have a conversation about what sex is. And for some people, it's more than penetration. And, you know, some people are very visual creatures, so they might enjoy you know, online sexting, you know, stripping online. You know, there's lots of different things that you can actually do. So lots of different ways we can make intimacy relevant to us. And, you know, for some people, they're not a big fan of penetration, or they just want to kind of, you know, extend foreplay or something like that, so that when it does come to the moment, they're kind of ready to go, so to speak.
Well, do you lose a little, though, by just seeing people online as opposed to in the flesh? I know, look, on some level, on a first date, you know, there's an element of judging by looks, but it's kind of all you tend to do maybe when you're staring at someone. I actually find as well, you know, when you're doing things online, you tend to spend most of the time staring at yourself in the corner of the screen.
Yeah, the Zoom fatigue when it comes to that. Yeah, I mean, we can be very quick to judge online. We can make judgments in a tenth of a second online when we're swiping. So that's obviously not enough time to tell you what someone is like as a person. But then other things like, you know, how they treat the waiter on your date, that's kind of important, so that you can get a sense of who they are by then, or even their smell. you know, if, like, pheromones are really important, and not just have they doused themselves in links or whatever, you know, like, we can actually really tell a lot about someone by, you know, their presentation in real life and just that instant chemistry. So I do think online dating serves its purpose, but, you know, we have to meet in real life at some point to see if it's worth going forward. And I would urge people to not leave that too long. I would generally have the rule of don't leave it longer than a week, because you don't want to, you know, text someone for 3 months and then the second you meet them, you're like, oh God, actually, yeah, no, I don't want to see you anymore. And, you know, because then everyone's time has just been wasted.
All right. Well, listen, at some level, it certainly sounds like Zoom dating won't be going anywhere too fast. We appreciate your time, Caroline. Dr. Caroline West, sex educator and host of the Glow West podcast. Our series, Reimagining Ireland, is going to continue across News Talk over the coming weeks.